Vectis Radio, FM 104.6. Our broadcasters are all ages and abilities. This is what makes us your local station. VectisRadio.com.
It's that time or in the show when we're talking about volunteering. We call it cunningly Vectis Volunteers. And this week's special guest on this slot is Carol Taverner. Hello, Carol.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. And you are the expert. You are on the Duke of Edinburgh award scheme, are you not?
I'm the facilitator.
Facilitator. Well, I'm going to call you an expert. Right, Carol. I know you've been involved with Duke of Edinburgh Award for quite a while, but tell us the story. But how did you first get involved in the scheme?
Yes, I've been involved in the scheme for 26 years now, and I first got involved when I was 14 years old at school. And it was advertised as a great programme of activities for young people. I thought it sounded like an exciting thing to do, so I signed up.
Yeah, and was it exciting?
Yes, although it had a slow start, I then moved into the Ranger Guides and did lots of exciting activities through them. And in fact, that was when I lived in London. And one of the activities I did was come down to the Isle of Wight on a youth camp for 2 weeks.
Really?
And I loved it so much that I ended up moving here.
What a lovely story. So the Duke of Edinburgh Award Scheme brought you to the Isle of Wight.
Exactly.
And you loved it so much. You lived here. Wow. You can't say further than that, can you?
That's right. I came down, got my first job on the Isle of Wight and immediately started volunteering for the Duke of Edinburgh's Award in the school that I was working at the time.
Okay. So is that right then? So ever since the age of 14, you've been involved directly in Duke of Edinburgh Award?
That is correct, yes.
Wow.
Almost continuously throughout the rather large number of years.
No, don't worry. I'm sure my years are larger than yours. But for those who don't know, can you quickly explain what the scheme is? Most people will have heard of it, I think, but maybe they don't know the full scope of it. Can you just give us an idea of what it covers?
I think most people, when I mention the Duke of Edinburgh's Award, imagine that it's all about walking up mountains and camping in wild places. And that's true up to a point, but that's only one quarter of the award. It's actually a programme for young people, which involves four different sections of activities. One is volunteering in the community, so as well as adults volunteering to support them, the young people need to volunteer within their local area. They have to do a skill or hobby. They have to do some kind of physical activity. And then there's the expedition section.
Okay. All right. So within that, what sort of things can people do that maybe aren't so obvious? Could you do, for instance, if I said, I want to brush up on public speaking or something like that. I mean, could you accommodate that desire?
Yes, exactly. Any kind of skill or hobby, including public speaking and, in fact, being a radio DJ, is included in one of the sections.
Thanks for that link. Because, listeners, one of our very own Vectis Radio presenters has been or still is on the Duke of Edinburgh Award Scheme, isn't he?
That's exactly right. Robert has completed the first level, the Bronze Award, and was presented at our big annual presentation ceremony last week. He did a wonderful speech, as he was so used to speaking in front of a microphone, which other young people were not.
Yeah.
So we're very proud of Robert.
Okay. And for those who aren't sure, well, they're going to be going, who's Robert? Robert? So you might know him as Chip. So there we go. So Chip does have a regular show on Vectis Radio, and he's a brilliant presenter as well. So how many people come through, say, just from the Isle of Wight to join the scheme, Carol?
Annually, we probably have around 200 people signing up, and they start at 13, going on 14, and the activities can carry on right up to their 25th birthday. So we've got plenty of time to enjoy the activities, and if other things get in the way of the young people's lives, like exams, for instance, then there's plenty of time to complete all three levels of award, the bronze, silver and gold, right up to the 25th birthday.
Oh, right. Okay. So do you have to do the three levels, or can you just do the one and say that's enough for me?
It's very flexible. Young people can start at the bronze level as long as they're 13 or 14. They can start at the silver level as long as they're 15. And once they're 16 plus, they can start at the gold level. But you don't have to do them all in the order. You can jump, skip some and go straight to the gold level, which is the very prestigious award, if you'd like.
Okay, got you. So in terms of volunteering opportunities, so that's why we're doing the slot now, is to try and say to people on the Isle of Wight and maybe even beyond, because we're not that isolated, are we, as an island? Anybody listening anywhere might think, oh, well, how could I volunteer? How could I get involved? Because it sounds like it's just young people, and what role could I possibly have in this? So could you explain what the volunteering opportunities are?
That's right. All young people who go through their award need supporting from volunteers and parents in the community. We run a variety of centres who are always looking for volunteers to help. Now, there's different ways of helping according to your own interests. Expeditions is obviously one that most people think of. So if you have any skills in the outdoors, we would welcome you with open arms. But there's also the skills section. So anybody with any hobbies, any expertise in any skill can come forward and be an instructor for a short period of time and help us out there. Anybody with sporting qualifications can help out in the physical section, and then any volunteering opportunities, we welcome support from adults there as well.
Okay, so anyone out there who's got a specialist interest, you know, a hobby even that you're good at, there might be an opportunity for you to share your skill with a young person.
That's right. The commitment would only be an hour a week, and for a short time, if you're just helping with one of the sectional activities, or it can be a lifetime, like me.
No, lifetime. Plenty of time left. Okay, but how can people actually get involved, Carol? How do they get in touch?
Right, the best way is to contact me, and then I can let the people know where the centres are. The DV centres run in schools, academies, business outlets for apprentices, training centres, also youth and community centres. We still have a few of those around now. Also voluntary youth organisations as well. And in fact, a sports centre.
Okay. And I should point out that you aren't a volunteer for this, are you? You're now employed by Isle of Wight Council to run the scheme on the island. Is that right?
That's right. I facilitate the young people. I do a lot of the admin work, and I manage the volunteers, recruit and manage and train the volunteers as well.
So that's a positive bit of news. You know, it's good that the council's doing that, isn't it?
Yes, I'm very grateful for it, and I'm sure all the young people are as well.
I'm sure they are. But I can't let you go without you telling me, have you actually met the Duke of Edinburgh?
I have met the Duke on a number of occasions. He's 96 now, and he still does the gold presentations at St James's Palace. We have garden parties on some occasions. Last year was our 60th anniversary. DV has been going since 1956, and Duke was there then. Prince Edward, the Earl of Wessex, is doing a lot of the work for him now, as he's sort of retiring, but he still comes out on some occasions. So young people that gain the gold award was his palace to go and visit the Earl of Wessex.
So you must have been quite a few times to mix with royalty, mustn't you?
I have been on a number of occasions, yes. I always enjoy it, and I like to see the young people achieve their awards.
Yeah, and does the Duke of Edinburgh?
I think Prince Edward does these days.
Is there a royal visit in the offing? Does the Prince or the Duke, have they been to the Isle of Wight to meet up with
Prince Edward comes on a sort of a two-year basis, I think, and the Duke used to come down for Cows Week, so we used to try and meet him then and link him with our DV activities. Now, the Lord Lieutenant does a lot of the presentations on the island and was at our annual presentation ceremony last Thursday.
Okay, brilliant. So finally, Carol, if you would, could you remind people how they can get in touch if they'd like to express interest in volunteering?
Right, we have a website connected to the Isle of Wight Council website. There's also a national DV website. You can get information about the award scheme there. And I have an email address, carol.taverner@iow.gov.uk.
That's lovely. So just give us that email address one more time in case people's pens run out.
It's carol.taverner@iow.gov.uk.
Okay, that's fantastic. Oh, thanks so much for coming in. It's fascinating stuff. We could talk for hours about all the different opportunities there are, but sadly, we've got some music to play. But thanks for coming in, Carol.
And thank you.